Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. This hour is brought to you by Green Industries and the product called Garrett Juice Pro, also by Crazy Water. And a lot of other wonderful sponsors that you'll hear during the show. You've already heard from quite a few of them. We really appreciate them supporting the show and what we do here. It's we're going to be going back to the phones. The telephone number is the same. As always, one number you need to know. It's 866-444-3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter, that's free. All you have to do is go to the website, fill out the little form there, and let us know that you want the newsletter. You can join the membership area, which does cost a little bit. And there's a whole bunch of benefits there that you might want to check on. It's called the Organic Club of America. There's books and seed and products available as gifts there. And you know, you need to check all that out. A couple of stories in the news I wanted to start with before we get back to the phones. There's kind of an interesting story here that comes from the soda industry. Diet Coke under pressure from drinkers worried about artificial sweeteners. Diet Coke is under a bit of pressure because of people's concern over its ingredients. And talking specifically about the, not just the sugary stuff, but the what's used for the sweetener in Cokes. I said it's not just Coke. It's Pepsi and all of them. The public, and this is how things act, really finally get changed, is the public finally gets wise enough to start getting away from these things. But a lot of the diet drinks that have the artificial sweeteners are among the worst things you can put in your body. And the public is finally catching on a little bit. It says the broader trend in the U.S. has been toward foods and drinks people feel are natural and organic. And Coca-Cola is clearly aware of that shift. And again, Pepsi and the other companies the same way. Some of them are selling more water in some cases than they are the sodas. Somebody sent me a little short website report about, it was a defense of salt fertilizers, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It was talking about the fact that, you know, some fertilizers are heavy in salt and some aren't, and you've got to have salt, and you got to have this, you got to have that. And there was an interesting little rebuttal written by that. It appeared in the fact sheet of A&L Labs, and it was originally written, I don't know if they condensed it down or not, in a publication called Salt Index of Fertilizers from Iowa State University. And it goes like this. Thought it might be interesting for you to hear it. Those people that hear me talk about being opposed to synthetic fertilizers because they're salts and everything, this relates. It says, virtually all fertilizer materials are salts. When they dissolve in the soil, they increase the salt concentration of the salt solution. An increase in salt concentration increases the osmotic potential of the soil. The higher the osmotic potential of a solution, the more difficult it is for seeds and plants to extract soil water they need for normal growth. Renewed interest in placing fertilizer in or close to the seed row makes it important to remember that an increase in salt concentration in the fertilizer bed can cause seed and seedling injury. And this is not an organic bunch writing this, by the way. This is pretty good stuff. Placing fertilizer at least 2 inches away from the seed can usually prevent injury. Excess fertilizer application in a starter band can still produce injury, especially under dry conditions. Salt index values for various fertilizer materials. And I've got a chart here, and I'll put this on our website. It's got the salt index of various fertilizers, and some that you may have heard have real low salt indexes really don't. So rather than reading this whole thing, it basically, the end paragraph says, crop tolerances vary widely to increase osmotic potential from fertilizer near the seed. Wheat is moderately tolerant of high salt conditions, while soybeans are very sensitive. Corn is intermediate in tolerance. Dry soil conditions, as well as fertilizers that produce free ammonia, urea, UAN, DAP, will significantly increase seed and seedling stress, leading to injury or possible death. Be aware of the salt index of your starter fertilizer and don't overstress your young crop. Pretty good technical stuff about the salt, and we'll put a link to this and put it on the website, but it links all of the synthetic fertilizers and their salt index, and I think some of it will surprise you. Some of it won't. Ammonium nitrate, 47%. Ammonium anhydrous ammonia, 47%. Ammonium nitrate, which still a lot of people use, and what is used in all those bombs that you hear about in the news, 104. Ammonium sulfate, which a lot of people still recommend, is 88. Urea, which is in a lot of these so-called nitrogen-only fertilizers. Salt index is 74. And sodium nitrate, and that's an important one for you to know about, because sodium nitrate is what's in that so-called organic fertilizer called Chilean nitrate. Some of you may have noticed it on the ingredients in your quote-unquote organic fertilizer. I don't recommend it at all, by the way. I think it is a horrible product. Sodium nitrate salt index is 100. And it lists all the rest of the synthetic fertilizers that you may have some questions about. We'll put all that on the website. That's pretty good stuff. And then one other quick thing before we go back to the phones is one of Mercola's articles that I tend to take and shorten. But he wrote something that's pretty interesting, the unhealthiest of the health foods. And, you know, we talk about health quite a bit on the show here, and some of these might surprise you a little bit. Number one on his list of the unhealthiest health foods is, believe it or not, fruit juices. In spite of beliefs to the contrary, there are several problems with fruit juice that make it far from a health food. The biggest problem here is twofold. One is that the material is pasteurized, and, you know, we don't recommend that at all. And then the other part is that fruit juices are, for the most part, concentrates, and then they add water back. Well, apparently, and I didn't know this, they also add back to fruit juices, in a lot of cases, high fructose corn syrup. So fruit juices you need to drink if they are pure, you know, haven't gone through the concentration fruit juices. If you have fresh squeezed orange juice and grapefruit juice and other things, that's cool, but you don't want to even drink too much of that. And then the next so-called health food that's unhealthy, big time unhealthy, is whole wheat and whole grains. And you can read tremendous amounts of information on this, not only Mercola, we've written about it. A lot of people are starting to talk about and write about this issue. They're hard on digestion. They lead to weight gain. They've been genetically modified, and there's all kinds of related issues there. Next on the list is agave syrup and nectar. And I think the biggest worry there is, a lot of them will contain from 55 to 90% fructose. And they're apparently putting the concentrated stuff in there to keep the sugar high. Laboratory generated super condensed fructose syrup is being added in a lot of cases there. So be careful of those. Read the label, in other words. And then the next item is sports drinks and energy bars. Those things are loaded with salts and sugars and genetically modified things and on and on and on. Vegetable oils and fake butter. In that category, you got oleo, and we talk about this all the time, soybean oil, margarines, you know, all those kind of things. I think the one that's still the top of my hit list is canola oil, because it's still recommended so much. It's still sold in all the so-called health grocery stores. I noticed that the Whole Foods, where we shop, has a sign now on their, where they have their soups and different things. And it's kind of a little short defense of canola oil because they're getting a lot of pressure from people like me saying that they shouldn't be selling it, and they sure shouldn't be putting it in the foods that they produce themselves and sell there. So keep the pressure up there and help us with that. And then low-fat and fat-free foods, they generally contain a bunch of bad stuff and they're not good for you at all. We'll do a newsletter about this and give you more details on it, but it's interesting. And we'll go to the phones right after this break. Number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Your pets are very special, and their diet is important. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I recommend Munster Natural dog food and cat food. That's what my dogs get. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are important to me. Munster Natural contains no toxic preservatives and does have the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so the choice is yours. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website, munstermilling.com. About how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier. It's Munster Natural.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's get to the phones. Charles is next up in Grand Saline. Hey, Charles.
Hey.
What can we do for you?
Sweet potatoes. They're dry, and they don't have any taste. They're not sweet.
Sweet taters don't taste good, huh? Did you harvest them just now?
I harvested them probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I harvested them. I just had one row in my garden, and I harvested the first ones, and I eat them. I started almost immediately, and they were terrible. So I backed up a couple of weeks, and then tried it again, and might have been a little bit better. But not much.
Did you grow your own slips, Charles, or did you buy them from somebody else?
My secretary went to the grocery store and picked me out two sweet potatoes. I told her to get me the prettiest ones she could find. I bedded them out. They were a little bit late getting out as compared to the farmer. And as they slipped, we planted them. And let's just say they'd get about 10 slips per deal,
and
so we set out that row at about four different times, and I've never seen a prettier potato plant. The vines, they showed no signs of wilt during the summer. A local potato farmer said I should start growing sweet potatoes. He dug one of them, and he was impressed with the way that they set potatoes. They were pretty, very growthy, grew off very fast. They just did not have any flavor.
Even the early ones that you first dug and tested to see how they were going, were they tough and tasteless also?
Yeah, the whole everything just about
from start to finish.
Yeah.
Well, are you using organic techniques?
That garden's been probably organic for about 10 years.
Okay. Well, using plenty of rock minerals is really very important for taste of just, you know, the vegetables across the board. So you might kick that part up, and you might kick up the beneficial organism level of the soil with products that would do that. I think that your whole problem here, though, is based on where you got the start.
The genetics?
Yeah. If you got a bad start from some potatoes that were in the grocery store that were grown with a bunch of chemicals and stuff. I think that's where all your trouble came in.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, what is the best, and I'm not interested in production. I just want a good potato to eat.
Yeah.
The flavor.
Well, what I would do is do some research around with the farmers markets that are near you and try to talk to somebody that's growing some and get some slips, get some starters, or just some potatoes and grow your own slips from somebody that's being successful with an organic production.
That'd be pretty hard to find, wouldn't it?
Well, not really. If you check around, there's farmers markets all over the place. You might have to drive a little bit to find somebody. The second thing you can do is do a web search for people that are producing organic sweet potatoes and get some starts from them. But don't just go to the grocery store and buy something off the shelf, because there's no telling what the deal is with that.
Okay. All right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And then kick up your green sand, I'd use some azomite, lava sand, the rock minerals, building the beds.
Let
if you
me
have...
give you just a little bit of history.
Yeah.
A tremendous amount of compost. I have a nut grass problem. Airleaf clover in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I let it grow to about 36 inches high and mature and lay down. I watched the nut grass when it started peeping through. I had my heifer mowed with a bush hog very slow to grind it up. We immediately disc it under, and about every 10 days or so, I'd plow it again. And I was trying to kill the nut grass, and I got a pretty good hold on it. However, I done it a second year with the airleaf clover, trying to smother it out. And airleaf clover it'll smother a lot of stuff out. It's so dense.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
letting it get 36 inches tall helps. Plus, I was going for the beneficial nitrogen and stuff for out of the clover.
Yeah. Well, all that's great, but you still just need to add a few more of the other things to really help the taste of things. The rock minerals are very, very important. So do that, and let's get some better starts next time. And I think your sweetness and your success of your sweet potatoes will be there for you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back. Well, I got just a minute more. Let me tell you one thing. I'm going to put something on Facebook that I've been meaning to do, and I just was reminded about it because I saw a photograph, and that's K.R. Bluestem is saying something he mentioned. K.R. Bluestem is a weed out there that people have asked me about because it's in bloom right now all over the place. It has kind of pretty wispy flowers on it. But it is maybe one of the worst grassy weeds there is out there, and I'll tell you a little about it, and we'll put some information in a photograph so you know what I'm talking about on Facebook. I'm Howard Garrett. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Florida authorities say they hope they can get some information from two convicted killers who were recaptured after getting out of prison on fake release documents. Joseph Jenkins and Charles Walker were apprehended yesterday at a Florida motel. One focus now is on figuring out who made the phony court documents that led to the mistaken releases. A husband and wife and their four daughters have been laid to rest after being killed in a car crash involving an Ohio police officer. Their funeral was held last night outside Columbus. A counter-piracy international naval task force says an Australian naval team in the Indian Ocean has captured 9 suspected pirates sought after attacks on a supertanker and a fishing vessel last week. And hospital officials in Serbia say the widow of former Yugoslav dictator Tito has died of heart failure in Belgrade at age 89. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me. and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With S1 Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Saturday was a day of upsets in the SEC. Johnny Manziel put up strong numbers, throwing for 454 yards and four touchdowns and running for a fifth score. But Manziel's seventh-ranked Texas A&M Aggies lost at home to Auburn 45-41. After a near loss at Ole Miss last week, A&M defensive lineman Julian Obioha says they couldn't pull out a second consecutive last-minute victory.
Two emotional games in a row, and last week, well, we got the better of Ole Miss, and today Auburn's a great team, played hard, and they got the better of us today.
Andrew Ritter's 41-yard field goal with 2 seconds left gave Ole Miss a 27-24 upset win over sixth-ranked LSU. Tennessee surprised number 11 South Carolina 23-21 on the last-second field goal. Number 15 Georgia was also upset by Vanderbilt 31-27. No surprise here as top-ranked Alabama crushed Arkansas 52-0. 14th-ranked Missouri took out number 22 Florida 36-17. The 7-0 Tigers opened a two-game lead in the loss column of the SEC East Division. This is Esser in Sports. The Atlantic Coast Conference's game of the year, billed as maybe the league's biggest game ever, quickly became a Florida State rout as the fifth-ranked Seminoles beat number 3 Clemson 51-14. Number 9 UCLA dropped from the ranks of the unbeaten, losing at 13th-ranked Stanford 24-10. Stanford linebacker Trent Murphy says they knew they would have to come up with a big defensive effort against the Bruins.
One of our goals is to keep a team under 17 points, and this was a very high-scoring offense, and so we knew we had our work cut out for us. But they're still a great team, and, I mean, if everything works out, we could see them again.
In the Pac-12 title game, that is. Also staying unbeaten, number 2 Oregon with a 62-38 win over Washington State. 4th-ranked Ohio State had trouble with Iowa 34-24. It was 12th-ranked Baylor 71, Iowa State 7. 16th-ranked Texas Tech is 7-0 after downing West Virginia 37-27. Other top 25 winners, Fresno State, Oklahoma, Arizona State, Oklahoma State, Northern Illinois, and Wisconsin. Boston beat Detroit 5-2 to advance to the World Series. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you. I just posted the photograph of KR Bluestem on Facebook, and it's some that's growing in just a tiny little area near our office, actually. And it is a horrible weed. I first ran into it on some of the large commercial projects that we converted over to organics, and it got a foothold and started spreading. And there's two problems with it. One is except when it's in bloom, it has, some people would think, kind of a pretty bloom to it. But the rest of the year, it's terrible looking. It doesn't have a good color. It's kind of a brownish purple color almost, and it grows real flat to the ground, and it just takes over. It pushes out all kinds of other beneficial, you know, things that you want, more beautiful plants, grasses, and so forth. And the really interesting part about it is that the websites I've checked on about controlling it that push chemicals and things, they admit that the chemical herbicides won't even stop it. And so the organic herbicides aren't very good either, obviously. And what seems to be the most common recommendation that I put on Facebook there is to till it, to literally till it and take it out, scrape it out, till it out 2 inches deep. If you took a sod cutter or a box scraper and scrape out 2 inches, most of them that I ran into said not to till any deeper than 2 inches because you'd bring up more seed that's down deep in the soil. I don't know if that is necessarily the case or not, but this stuff is really spreading because people let it go to seed, let these flower heads form like you're seeing right now. But take a look at it on Facebook so you know what I'm talking about. It's KR Bluestem. The KR stands for King Ranch. That's where it was developed as a grazing grass, and I can't imagine that it was successful at all because it doesn't produce very much leaf, very many leaves at all, not very much material for the animals to eat. So let's start thinking about how we can get this stuff under control, I guess. Next is Pat in Denton. Hello, Pat.
Hi, good morning, Howard. I wanted to ask you about one of your partners in crime, in good crime, organic crime, Marty Whittakin. Can I tell you, your daughter, from the time that you played her voice when she was small, it's such a treat. I have no daughters. I've got two compassionate young adult men who are my sons, and I'd never give them to anyone for a daughter. But, oh, my gosh, it's so wonderful to hear a daughter's stories and progress. And here's your daughter now with her beautiful young womanly voice full of joy and life and speaking your program.
Well, thank you. She's been great. She's terrific.
Thank you for playing both our early days, which is so fun to hear. It doesn't seem like yesterday that you started, and here it is. She's a fully grown, beautiful reflection of you and your wife. But speaking of reflection and eating well to get that way, Marty Whittakin spoke yesterday. Howard and I came in after she had started my loss, obviously, and she was very enthusiastically speaking about next weekend, and she spoke of it as the summit, and I'm not sure if she's speaking on behalf of someone because she's a wonderful cheerleader for other people as well, happy to see them do well, and then tell her people about, in yours also, what moves people in the best directions. But Sunday she will speak, she said, regarding energy, and I don't know, is that part of the summit? Or so, do you even have her number of her store in Plano, which I just never seem to get? I think she said her son helps her with that.
That's basically her son. Yeah, Andy's store.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know the number offhand, but if you go to radiomarty.com,
okay,
you can find a little button over there on one side or the other that will connect you to the store information. And yeah, they sell a lot of good stuff out there. And I don't know about this summit that she's involved in right now. I've missed out on that.
You said you'd really miss something good if you miss it, because she said it's a lot of variety. Just, you know, good general information.
Well, I have to have her on, and we'll catch up on it. We, as you know, we're on each other's shows from time to time.
Yeah, and I think thanks for that, because now that you mentioned having her back, she said there is something maybe on next weekend that would be fun for the next month or two. She said, how about something else to keep your schedule booked for every weekend you're trying to get some rest? And it sounds worth the time to take
family. I'll touch base with her right away.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pat. That reminds me of a fellow that she and I have talked about, Arden Anderson, who's a real hero to me in a lot of ways. He's not only an organic practitioner and teaches people about that angle. He went back to school and became a doctor as well. So he comes at it from both directions now, and he's got a new book, and I've been meaning to get with Arden and see if he'll come on the show. I'm sure he will, and talk to you about his angle on all this stuff, and talk about his new book as well. You can do a web search, Amazon, or any of them, and Arden Anderson and his new book would come up, I guess, if you want to get one in the meantime. And I highly recommend it. It's an excellent book. It I should remember the name. It's something about the fraud of agriculture or something. But anyway, a search for Arden Anderson will pull it up for you. Next up here is, let's see what Danny's up to in Rome, Georgia. Hey, Danny.
Howard, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Good morning here. We almost got a little frost on the pumpkin here last night.
We're getting close, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I want to ask you, I have a lot of trouble getting my spinach to germinate.
Mm-hmm.
I planted a little a couple weeks ago, and not much results. And I did plant some winter greens, mustard, kale, rape, and, seven top turnips, and they couldn't get out of the ground fast enough.
Yeah, those turnips and radishes will come up quick. Let me give you some tips on spinach. It's one of the trickier ones, and there's two ways to go. You can plant the seed outside and get pretty good germination, but you really have to keep an eye on it. It's really delicate as far as being attacked by insects when it's young, and too much water and various kinds of things. So a lot of the people that have success with spinach really recommend growing it indoors to start. But the key,
I haven't even heard of the bottom of the refrigerator in a tray.
Yeah, I was going to say, the key that a lot of people don't get is that spinach likes it cool. And if you try to germinate it outside in the warm when we do start other cool season plants, it won't do worth a flip. It doesn't like heat at all. So you have to start it after the weather's cool enough outside or inside in a coolish situation, and you'll get germination within a week or so, and then you can move the transplants out later.
I think I will try that. And I wanted to ask you about garlic. Is it too late here for garlic?
No, not at all.
North Georgia.
No, garlic is fine to go in now. In fact, you're still very much in the prime window for it. I did an experiment a few years ago, Danny. I planted in the fall in October when I recommend planting garlic usually, and I also planted some in January when it was right in the middle of the winter. I found some cloves and some of the little nutlets, the clovelets, bulblets, I guess, that I didn't remember that I had, and I thought, well, I think I'll just plant them and see what happens. My production on that garlic was almost as good as the stuff I planted in the fall. So I think that the window for planting garlic is much bigger than I've been telling people for a long time, but October is absolutely good, you know, as good as you can get.
Yes. Normally by here, Howard, if you plant in January, by February, we're getting pretty good weather, you know. And mm-hmm. I've noticed my lettuce, I grew lettuce all winter last year. And about February, it really started growing, and I had some of the most beautiful lettuce. Some of the stalks was a foot and a half high.
Yeah, great. Well, what happened when I planted in January is I didn't get any growth up until we had gotten through the worst part of the winter, and then it just grew like crazy during the end of the winter into the spring.
Right. And, hey, I want to ask you, and I love the sound of it, your birds.
Uh-huh.
What type of birds do you have there?
You know, I've had those for so long, I can't even answer you. I got a recording, several recordings years ago, and we've kind of just evolved around to using the certain same ones all the time, and I can't even tell you. I ought to look into it and see if I can come up with it for you.
I would imagine they're either finches or canaries.
And they may be a combination. Who knows? I'll try to find out for you, Danny.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Howard.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Let's go to another Danny in Fort Worth. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Howard. That grass you were talking about, does that have like a kind of reddish seed heads on it?
Yep. They're reddish, and sometimes they're kind of a manila folder color. They can be pretty. They kind of blow in the wind real gracefully and all that, and you can get suckered in, and I have in the past, about thinking that it's a decent plant to have on your property. But if you get it started, you need to get it chopped out, tilled out, and taken out as soon as you can.
Well, the reason I ask that, because I mowed right before the rains, and that's the first thing that's popped out.
Yeah. Well, I put on the Facebook that even the websites out there that promote chemical herbicides and toxic stuff say that it's not very that they are not very effective on this KR blue stem, and the only thing anybody's recommending that seems to be something that's working is to till it 2 inches deep and take it completely out. Now, I guess
like Dallas grass.
Yeah, I guess you could do a sod cutter and cut out 2 inches and get it that way, too. But it is a nasty, nasty weed.
Well, Howard, you were talking about salt. We have quite a bit of salt in our well water, high pH.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best thing for me to focus on for getting or working the salt out of? Because, you know, you got to water in these droughts, but I know I'm doing damage putting the salt out. What do I need? What's the best thing to do for counteracting salt?
Humic materials that you get from liquid humates, from garret juice, from compost tea, from seaweed, from all the things that we recommend. You know, you can spray behind the use of salt water, or you can mix it into the salty water as you use it. And you can buffer the salt, whether it's sodium or some other kind of salt, very effectively with the humic materials.
Okay.
The vinegar is an important piece of the puzzle, too. Well, so using the whole Garrett juice mixture would be my best recommendation.
Well, that's what I've been using, quite a bit of vinegar, because I know of the high pH. My original reason for my call is, Howard, if things start to kind of slow down, like crepe myrtles. I noticed that the leaves are kind of less green than they were heading toward winter. What about foliar feeding? Do we need to stop that, or is that still sort of effective because of the going in through the stalks or what?
I think it's effective anytime you do it, going in through the stems of plants, going into the soil and all that, and especially the crops that are out there that are growing, you know, the cool season vegetables and herbs and landscape plants. It's very beneficial to foliar feed them during the cool season. You don't get as much benefit out of the things that like the warm weather and have kind of shut down systems, but it doesn't hurt them at all. So, yeah,
well, I
go ahead and do it.
Okay, well, I was just worried about, like crepe myrtles and stuff. You think that's still effective on them?
Oh, I think especially in the soil for building roots. See, you're getting a real explosion of roots right now.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. And it also happens to be a good sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into Crazy Water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way down to the wells in Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, and Central Market. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well, but when bloating, cramps, and heartburn hit, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics offers a complete balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Indigestion, heartburn, bloating, and gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of discomfort. Once there, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics go to work improving the digestive pH, regaining bacterial balance, and correcting the root cause of discomfort. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Your pets are very special, and their diet is important. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I recommend Munster Natural dog food and cat food. That's what my dogs get. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are important to me. Munster Natural contains no toxic preservatives and does have the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so the choice is yours. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website, munstermilling.com. About how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier. It's Munster Natural.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go real quickly to our friend at Gecko Hardware. Zach, how are you doing today?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. What's
I'm
new
sorry
at
to get
the
in
hardware?
So late.
Oh, no problem. We just got a couple minutes. So, what's going on new there?
Well, we're wrapping up chicken season. I'm getting ready. Everybody ready to go outside with camping and some steel deals. So I just hope people come see me.
Good. Do you have any spinach? That's been a subject a couple
I've
of times.
I've got spinach seeds. I've got spinach seeds.
All right.
I prefer the setting out seeds to sets, but.
No, it's a good time to do it. I was telling him it needs to be cool, and so it's a great place for you to get some seed there at Gecko Hardware over in East Dallas. What's the specific location?
Howard, we're at 10233 East Northwest Highway, Suite 409. Albertsons is in the parking lot, northeast corner of Ferndale and Northwest Highway.
All the products the Dirt Doctor recommends, chickens and seed and all kinds of fun things, including the line of products from the steel company I recommend so much. Zach, thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard. Have a good weekend.
You too. See you soon.
See you,
let's go to Garlic Mike. Been holding a long time. What's up, Mike?
Well, sir, I heard that the city of Dallas is going to be replacing a bunch of the dead ball cypress down in, what's the Arts District somewhere down there?
Yes.
You heard anything about that?
Yes.
What kind of trees are they going to put in, and are they going to put them in right?
I don't know. It's a frustrating deal to me, the whole tree deal downtown. I drove my route this morning through down Woodall Rogers, and you know, a lot of people got upset with me commenting on the red oaks that were planted that are, you know, pin oak mixes, and they're just bright yellow right now. They're not ever going to make it there, and nobody seems to, you know, want to listen to somebody that knows trees pretty well. The thing that bothered me most about the ball cypress trees comments, Willis Winters is, you know, a good guy, but he apparently mentioned, and it got printed in the Dallas papers, that ball cypress isn't a very long-lived tree, and I nearly fell out of my chair at breakfast, you know, when I was reading this stuff. The reason they're losing them is that they were planted improperly and too deep, and they're being fed, you know, synthetic fertilizers, and the list goes on and on and on. Even a ball cypress, you know, is going to be a lot healthier if it's planted properly and at the right height. But they are incredibly durable and will live thousands of years. So to say that they're, you know, a short-lived tree was kind of a silly comment. I'm going to look into it more and see if I can figure out what the problem is, whether they'll listen, you know, to my advice or not, I don't know. But there's really not a more durable tree, except in one condition. If it's in a downtown situation where there's shade on the tree for a very long period of time, ball cypress is one of the weakest trees to be able to handle that condition of any of the trees. I don't think that was the issue, but it could be.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this folds out.
Yeah. Apparently, they're cutting down a bunch of trees down there, and I haven't been down to see it. That's what you said is all I know about the project so far.
Yeah, I just heard a little blurb on the radio the other day about it.
Yeah.
I heard y'all talking about Marty and Andy and HealthWorks earlier. You want the phone number and the website?
Give the website. And then they can go and get all the other information. What is it?
www.healthworksmart.com. HealthWorksMart.com.
HealthWorksMart.com.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
you, Howard.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Jacksboro, Texas, and talk to James. Hey, James.
Hey, Howard, I need to kill some of Buddha grass. I put some black plastic on it, and I apparently didn't let it set long enough. But I've got access to some 20% vinegar. Is it too late to apply the vinegar to the grass to see if it'll kill it?
It's better if the grass is actively growing, and if you get a nice warm day, if it warms up from this cool, you could probably do a pretty good job with it, James. But to tell you the truth, what are you going to do there, a vegetable garden or something?
Yes, sir.
It would be better, to be honest with you, if you hired a landscape company to come in with a sod cutter or just do it by hand and take out 2 inches and be done with it. Because even if you sprayed it with Roundup, which I would never recommend, of course, it at this time of the year, it might not completely kill it. And if you till it and it has spots of the Bermuda all through there, it's going to come back from the depths of where it's been tilled and pushed down into the ground. And it's going to be the biggest nightmare weed in the world for you. So it's going to be a whole lot better for you long term if you just go ahead and bite the bullet. Take out 2 inches. That removes the rhizomes as well as the stolons, and in other words, all the reproductive part, and you're done with the Bermuda grass.
Well, we pulled in some, I guess you'd call it river sand,
yeah,
years and years ago,
mm-hmm,
and filled a garden in because it was, Jacksboro has what is called hard. They call it Jack County clay.
Yeah, well, it's kind of common. Well, it doesn't matter what kind of soil it is. If you get the top 2 inches taken out of there with a box scraper, with somebody with a tractor, sod cutter, or by hand with flat shovels, you're going to be far, far better off, James. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to get out of here. And just want to say that I appreciate everybody calling, and the tips and questions have been great today. It's been a lot of fun. We will see you next week. During the week, we've got our commentaries going. The website's dirtdoctor.com. If you want a newsletter, go to the homepage and sign up. It's free. If you want to join the Organic Club of America, it costs a little bit, but there's all kinds of new benefits and prizes and gifts and things like that. So check it out on dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.